Hello, good morning, Ashrita. How are you?
Good morning. Very good, thanks.
Excellent. My name is Marty and this is Connor.
Hello.
Okay, hi.
How you doing? So, congratulations on everything that you've ever done in your crazy, crazy, crazy life. What makes a person like yourself want to clap for 15 hours to get a Guinness World Record? It seems insane, doesn't it?
Well, it wasn't 15 hours, it was 50 hours.
That's even worse. That's even worse now.
And no, I actually have a philosophy about, you know, it comes from my meditation practice about challenging, you know, our limits and trying to transcend yourself. And so, I mean, I study meditation with Sri Chinmoy. He's from India. And, you know, it's all about the belief that we have, you know, unlimited strength within us.
Okay. You actually hold the record for holding the most Guinness World Records. That's quite an incredible feat, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, I didn't set out to do that. It's just that I enjoy challenging myself so much that it's, you know, and I've been doing it for quite a long time.
Yeah, certainly have. And come here, like, you've done a lot of wacky, crazy stuff. The one that I particularly liked was the somersaulting for an unbelievable amount of time.
20 kilometres.
Like, just insane. You vomited a couple of times during that one.
Oh, but
Like, what was the most dangerous one you've done?
I don't know. That's a hard one. I mean, that's tough. I've been doing stuff where I lie on a bed of nails and people chop watermelons on my stomach with a machete. I mean, that's fairly
dangerous. Pretty dangerous. That's pretty dangerous.
I balance a running electric lawnmower on my chin, you know, and walk with it.
Was it plugged in?
Oh, yeah, it's plugged in.
It's plugged in, right.
And running. Okay, you've done a couple of things in with sharks and stuff as well.
Yeah, true. I juggled in a tank with sharks. I guess that was pretty dangerous.
Yeah. And you said one deliberately bumped into you to ruin your record.
Yeah, that's true. That did happen, yeah.
Like, how does a shark realise that you're trying to do a world record and then just go,
I'm
going to
ruin
this?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, he doesn't know what I'm doing, but I'm in his space. You know, he's not happy.
Yeah, you've invaded that space. Are you addicted to doing these kind of records? Is this something that
guess you could say that. Yeah, I mean, I love the challenge of it. I love training for something, and then you know, reaching the goal. And I try to do crazy things a little because it's fun, and yet I try to also inspire other people to transcend their limits.
Over 600 world records you hold.
That's right, yeah.
That seems insane to us. I mean, have you woken up today? Are you going to try and attempt to do something, or will you just give it a rest for a while?
No, I mean, the thing is, you know, you don't just go out and do it. So, you know, there's practice. I'm working on the most, you know, deep knee bends with 40 pounds on your back in a minute. So I'll probably practice that today. There's a record for you know, throwing a hat. This is kind of fun.
Throwing a hat. Yeah, how far?
Well, it has to be at least 5 meters, but you have to run after the hat and catch it on your head. You know, so it's which is really fun because it's not easy at all.
No, it doesn't sound like it. You'd certainly like to challenge yourself.
When you said you were going for a record throwing a hat, I was like, oh, here, I could get involved in this. I'd be on for that one.
Do that.
And then no. So look, you know, you obviously train very hard for all of these, which is kind of putting me off a little bit. But we're hoping to do something. What advice can you give us?
Well, you know, I have to say, it's great that you haven't practiced at all.
No,
well, not really.
No, we're a bit rubbish.
Okay, so the thing is, I mean, you know, it's. I don't want to sort of discourage you because you know sometimes it happens where you know just your pure energy and enthusiasm, you know, will you know get you the record. But you know, in most cases, it's really good to practice because probably the people before you have practiced and they figured out the best way to, you know, to do it. And so I think this record that you're going after is quite fast. I mean, you know, it's a very good time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always good to, I don't know specifically what the best way is, but, you know, usually there's a bit of trial and error in it. So, yeah, I would encourage you to go all out, and then if it doesn't work, you know, you could sort of analyze, you know, what you're doing and you know, try to maybe come up with a better technique. And sometimes, you know, even the type of balloon you use or the size of the balloon or the degree to, you know, how you know, how much you inflate it. The Guinness has rules as far as the,
yes,
the size, but you,
yeah,
can go bigger, you know, or use different types of balloons. So anyway, I totally wish you the best of luck. But
we should train is the bottom line.
The first time, you know.
Yeah. Try again.
Try again.
I got to be honest, though, Ashrita. I looked up the video of the previous record holders for this specific balloon one that we're going to try. And it looked like they tried it once and they just jumped on a load of balloons, like fell flat on their faces on a load of balloons. And me and Marty are fairly good at falling over.
Yeah.
So I reckon we've got a good shot.
Lots of practice.
I hope so. You know, that sounds great. Yeah, sure.
But I love the words of encouragement that have come. Again, give us some sort of a mantra that we could go into this challenge with, if you don't mind, if you could, because we could challenge channel a little bit of what it is that you have. Come on, give us something good positive thoughts.
I guess just as you say, think positive thoughts and, you know, and also feel like, I mean, are you allowed more than one attempt?
No. We might practice, though,
no,
once.
We might give it a go before we do the official thing.
Well, I think that's a good plan. I mean, I would do that. If you could do at least one practice before.
The problem is we don't have the budget for enough balloons to do it really properly more than once.
That's okay. At least practice, you know, with 20 of them or whatever, you know, just to try to get a little practice in there. But no, I mean, you know, I think also the thing that I believe in is don't think too much. You know, the mind, you know, limits us. So just try to have fun and don't think about it too much. Just go for it.
I think we've got that one down, Ashrita. We're not really going to.
We are actually Guinness World Record holders at not thinking too much.
Yeah, it's kind of part of the job description, I have to say.
You know, you're good right there.
Right, we've started. It's a real pleasure to talk to you. I mean, continued success with doing what you do. It's inspiring. It's incredible. Keep it up, and we like your style, and thank you very much for getting up early to talk to us.
Best of luck with the attempt.
Thank you.
And for anyone who wants to check out what Ashrita does, it's on his website, Ashrita Furman.